Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We're going to talk sweet corn today.
Okay, love yes. sweet corn.
Love it. Yeah. Summer. Lovely. Summer mm-hmm. on a plate. Mm-hmm. Sunshiny, yellow, mm-hmm. tasty. Let's do it.
Okay. This yeah. is your 5-minute food fix.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Strap in, Simon's full of energy for this corn salad.
I really am, yeah. full of, yeah, because I think sometimes you do just need to push through because corn is so delicious, Yumi, when yeah. you just cook it simply because it's just lovely and sweet and gorgeous, you know, just a bit of simple boiling and then, you know, chopped and with a bit of butter over the top of it. Chopped into smaller cobs for smaller smaller hands.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's hard to beat that, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, there's a lot of teeth work involved.
That is true. You need teeth.
You need it's not one for the elderly.
No, it's not. And it can be made a little bit fancy with one of those compound butters we've talked about on previous episodes, which are always good.
It's like so chili. Good. You know, I've been to a fish and chip shop where they, you know, picture the whole corn.
Yes.
They somehow, and I don't, I would have liked to have seen the equipment because I reckon it was a bandsaw, but they somehow cut the entire corn lengthways
yes.
and then quarter it again.
Yes. It's very trendy at the moment.
It's trendy, but
corn
it's,
ribs, I think.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I disapprove, Simon, because the home cook does not have a bandsaw in their kitchen, nor should they.
No.
So mine is reserved for special occasions. Is there a trick that I don't understand?
No. I mean, that is that for that.
That is that for
Leave
that.
That alone.
Okay.
They're really good when they're in their kind of normal cobby shape.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. You just call it, instead of a rib, something like a femur bone. No, it needs proper rebranding. It's really good like that. Yeah.
Well, I think the thing with quartering them lengthways that way is that it means when you're barbecuing them, you only have to do sort of one side.
Whereas
if you've got a whole entire corn cob and you're barbecuing them, there's a lot of rotating.
But as you say, bandsaw.
Bandsaw.
It's just not happening,
Danger.
Is it? But you have identified something that's really good to do with corn, which is to cook it on the barbecue.
Okay.
Actually, rather than to just give it that boiling treatment, because it's the one thing I think that can take corn. Oh, if there is a level above, you know, that simple corn, this is it.
Okay.
So I love to give my corn cobs, which we're going to now put into an amazing salad, Yumi, that sort of treatment.
Ooh.
Yeah, because it just sort of caramelizes the outer edges.
I absolutely agree. Yeah,
the
barbecuing adds a magic.
Yeah, it does. So I love this killer corn salad simply because it's got a lovely combination of textures. It's got that corn, which we're going to have barbecued and made delicious, but then it's got amazing soft green herbs in it. It's got a little bit of crunchy toasted nuts, Yumi, some lovely salty cheese, and it's just really delicious. And it's one of those wonderful things to take, you know, to a barbecue somewhere and like get first prize for a best side thing or a potluck or whatever it might be and just feel really good. Plus, you can kind of dress it up, add some cherry tomatoes for a bit of zing, do whatever you want. Anyway, I have sold you on this, I don't need to keep going.
No.
It's really, really good.
I'm guessing, Simon, that at some point you have to cut the corn off the cob.
Yes, we do. We cut the corn off the cob. But that's really easy. You don't need a bandsaw for that, Yumi.
Thank God,
you can just take a big sharp knife, pop it onto your chopping board once it's cooled down slightly, hold onto it, and with as sharp as possible knife, just slide down the slices. If it's feeling like it might be a bit unstable, whack off a little bit at the bottom so it's really nice and there.
That's can I just jump in here? Yeah. Well, I would do something slightly differently, which is not use a chopping board, I would put it in a metal bowl because they do tend to dance out across the kitchen bench.
When I do it.
And I'm like, I'm going to have to clean up now.
Oh, you see, I'd be a bit worried that I wouldn't be able to get the knife in and I'd be hurting my hand.
All right.
But, you know, whatever works for you. Depends on the level of, you know, difficulty you want to have. So for this killer corn salad, Yumi, I first of all toast up some nuts, about half a cup, on a baking sheet at 180 and give them a toss until they're kind of golden brown. You don't have to do that, but toasted makes nuts are much better, right? And then I whack on the barbecue and I grill that corn. So at 6 corn cobs, this is for a salad that's going to serve lots of people generously, in their husks. It's really important that they stay in their husks. And you can do that for about 10 minutes. Just leave it turning, you know, 6 to 10 minutes, something along those lines, until it's sort of blackened basically all over. And then just transfer it to a plate or a chopping board until it's cool and do the chopping like we discussed. Then toss those nuts, those corn kernels through, with some fresh chili sliced up, one green chili or some chili flakes or something to just give it a little bit of something.
Yep.
Some fresh citrus juice, so maybe a couple of limes squeezed in there, Yumi. Mm-hmm. Bit of vinegar if you don't have any of that. Some feta cheese crumbled up because everything is better with feta, Yumi. And then a bit of olive oil over the top, some salt and pepper, and all those flavours will mingle together. And then just pop it into some Tupperware if you're taking it away with you, or add those cherry tomatoes I talked about earlier, maybe sliced in half. Mm-hmm. And you've got something that will take over your barbecue. Who needs that protein when you've got the killer corn salad?
Yay! Okay, we've got the whole recipe is in our show notes. Thanks for listening. This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.